بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. Most respected brothers and elders, as I mentioned last night, we discussed Surah Al-Qadr, Laylatul Qadr, and we mentioned very clearly from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Laylatul Qadr could be the 21st night, that is tonight, could be the 23rd, 25th, 27th, or 29th night. And that is why last night, for those who were not present, we discussed in detail the importance of Laylatul Qadr and to observe Laylatul Qadr correctly. And you may have heard in the dua, as we mentioned last night also, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. If you read it, inshallah, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. Wallah, you are most forgiving. You love to forgive. This is the quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do wrong, and Allah wants to forgive us. Allah loves to forgive. So Allah wants us to turn to Him. So we're saying, فَعْفُ عَنَّا وَاللَّهُ forgive all of us. So I'm not going to explain now Laylatul Qadr, the significance of Laylatul Qadr. We discussed that last night in detail, and all the years we know about it. What is very important is that I highlighted that we should not delay, do not waste time now. Every single moment as we speak is extremely precious. The moment this time goes by, it's never to come back again. And we do not know whether we will see another Ramadan or not. We do not know whether we will see the end of Ramadan. May Allah give us health and life. May Allah give us the opportunity of seeking from His forgiveness. It must not happen. The month of Ramadan goes by and still we are not forgiven. And therefore we have to have very sincere hearts, penitent hearts, hearts that are soft, hearts that are going to cry. Do not worry about the next person, what that person is going to see about me. And let us concentrate, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are all in need of Allah's forgiveness. If Allah forgives us, if Allah is happy with us, if Allah is pleased with us, then we are successful. But we have to make that sincere attempt, and we have to beg and beg and beg from Allah. And we have to carry on knocking on Allah's doors. In fact, these nights, the doors of Allah, the whole month of Ramadan, the doors of Jannat are all opened. Doors of Jahannam are closed. And the last 10 nights, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emancipates every single night thousands and thousands of souls from the fire of Jahannam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the fire of Jahannam. May Allah make us enter into Jannat without any reckoning. Nothing is impossible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not know when we will make dua, when the dua is answered. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the hadith of Qudsi, Ya ibadi, إنكم تخطئون بالليل والنهار وأنا أغفر الذنوب جميعا فاستغفروني أغفر لكم. Oh man, you commit sins day and night, and I forgive all sins. So seek repentance from me. Turn to me. I will forgive you. Another hadith Qudsi, Allah says, Oh man, if you come with the whole world filled with sins, entire globe full of sins, condition is you do not associate any partners with me, you don't commit any shirk, and you committed so many sins, and you come and you meet me, Allah says, I am prepared to meet you with the whole world of forgiveness. Allah will forgive us completely. Allah is that Zat, that being, that loves to forgive. So tonight is one of the odd nights, and of course, ideally we should be all in seclusion, crying and begging and making tahajjud salat and dhikr and tilawat. We will have individual time also. Our second session should finish plus minus 11 o'clock. We might just go over 11 o'clock. But this is a sacrifice we have to make. There's so many youngsters, there's so many people. Sometimes one or two words of advice becomes a change in the person's life, becomes a means of the person changing his life completely. Or some sister at home, some mother at home. And sometimes they shed a sincere tear of repentance. So many have in the past mentioned and written, and people listen all over the world now, that
These few words inspired me and they changed my life. And this is what we want, to connect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to connect the entire ummah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I had mentioned also, of course, before we continue, please make sure that your car is not obstructing any person who wishes to leave. And those in the back also, you can come into the front masjid area and sit comfortably, inshallah. Many people are still outside in the wuzu khana, can come inside and not let us gain from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. I mentioned last night that it came very strongly to me that we should discuss, inshallah, not the entire tafsir of Surah Yusuf, but some important points of Surah Yusuf, which is known in the Quran as Ahsan al-Qasas, the best of stories. And as I mentioned, it's not just a story, a fairy tale, or a fable. This is a genuine incident that transpired. And Surah Yusuf is one surah in the Holy Quran. You will never find any other surah in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the entire story in detail from the beginning in a proper sequence and arrangement. Other surahs, Musa alayhi salatu salam incident, Adam alayhi salam incident, Isa alayhi salatu salam incident, various Anbiya alayhi salatu salam, they mention and their incidents have been mentioned in various surahs of the Quran, throughout the Holy Quran. Surah Yusuf alayhi salatu salam incident is only mentioned in Surah Yusuf. Yes, his name appears two or three other times in other paras, just with other Anbiya alayhi salatu salam. But nothing about his life and the incidents that took place in his life. Besides in Surah Yusuf, Ata rahmatullahi alayhi, a great mufassir, said, if any person is depressed and he's suffering grief, and if he reads Surah Yusuf, inshallah, it will dispel his grief. The surah is so beautiful. The rhythm in the surah, the words that Allah has chosen, and the manner and the style in which it is mentioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's Allah's kalam, and the meanings and the lessons. Now therefore, inshallah, we will discuss just from various notes that I have gathered. We will mention, inshallah, there's so many tafsir and so many people have written in great detail. We are not going to go into every ayat tafsir in detail. They will take days and weeks on end. But because it is such a surah that affects every single one of us, the youngster, the youth, the elderly person, the prisoner, the king, the minister, brothers of a family, the father, his lessons on sabr and patience, there are talks about dreams, mention is made about famine and drought, so many different lessons. We hope we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala makes the correct words come onto my tongue. May Allah give me sincerity and all of us sincerity. May Allah make it be inspiring in our lives, and so that we may change our lives and reform our lives. May Allah grant us ikhlas and acceptance. Somebody had mentioned very beautifully that, do you feel that you are going through trials and tests again and again? You're just going through one test, another test, another test. Do you feel that when you are making an attempt to change your life, you're not feeling people around you giving you the support? Sometimes they're mocking at you. You just feel dejected. You feel all alone. Do you feel sometimes that you're making so much dua and your duas are not answered? Do you feel that people are jealous of you all around you? So they said, remember, you're not alone. Rest assured, others have struggled to overcome these same challenges. And there are numerous lessons in the Quran that can serve an inspiration to persist in the face of adversity. You will see in the life of Yusuf alayhi salatu salam, one calamity after the other, one trial after the other. How often we say, Manana, I do not know what's happening. Just one after the other. If a person really ponders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wisdom is such that none of us can understand Allah's hikmat and Allah's wisdom. There's always some benefit for us. So we see Yusuf alayhi salatu salam, he goes through adversity. He's a Nabi of Allah, a very close Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His father is also a Nabi, Yaqub alayhi salatu salam. Grandfather also a Nabi of Allah, Ishaq alayhi salatu salam. Great grandfather also a Nabi of Allah, Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. Can you imagine the family he comes from? That is why when Sahaba once asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the best of people? He said, Yusuf, Nabiullah. Ibn Nabiyullah, Ibn Nabiyullah, Ibn Nabiyullah. It's a lengthy hadith. But Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam goes through all these difficulties. So he had already suffered a series of tests and trials. We will quickly run through the entire story just to refresh in ourselves. But I'm not going to mention the story every single night. Tonight, inshallah, I hope to just cover very briefly. We'll run through the entire story of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, the main points in his life. And then inshallah, tomorrow we'll give different lessons from his life. So Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam goes through trials, yet he remains obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are key words for us to remember, reflect upon, see and introspect our lives, what we are facing. Sometimes it's a financial difficulty, sometimes it's a court case, sometimes it's some social problem, sometimes it's some domestic problem, sometimes you've got a problem with your child, all of us are going through some problem, sometimes it's some sickness. So here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the steadfastness of Yusuf alayhi salatu salam. He still remained obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many a times we become shattered by some calamity, some disaster, some adversity. We lose all hope and then we revert to our evil practices. Look at the story of Yusuf alayhi salatu salam. So Yusuf alayhi salatu salam, we find that his brothers had abandoned him in the well. Then he was found and sold as a slave at the market. Despite being a loyal servant to the king, Yusuf alayhi salatu salam was defamed and imprisoned. At the climax of all this crisis, when everything seems so bleak, the wife of the minister, she threatens to imprison Yusuf alayhi salatu salam unless he would give into her attempts at seduction. Yusuf alayhi salatu salam's response was, "My lord, prison is more beloved to me than that to which they invite me." So Yusuf alayhi salatu salam chose to live in this dark dungeon, the cell, in a life of shackles, over the disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we find in this story that there are various phases of life a person goes through, trial to tribulation, from being tested to being blessed, from humiliation to honor and grandeur, from slavery to kingship, from division to unity, from grief to joy, from prosperity to famine, and from famine to rains, and from hardship to ease, from denial to affirmation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to understand all these beautiful lessons. And now inshallah, with the few verses that we will recite, I will just run through the story inshallah, just to refresh in ourselves. Most of us know the whole story, we know the outcome, but if we ponder inshallah, beautifully Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the surah. Allah begins the surah, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alif Lam Ra. Again, we are not going into the tafsir. Alif Lam Ra is known as Al-Huruf Al-Muqatta'at. The meaning of these letters, like Alif Lam Mim, Alif Lam Mim Ra, Hamim, Hamim Ain Sin Qaf, all these letters, Al-Huruf Al-Muqatta'at, it's a mystery. None of us know the meaning besides Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is Allah's book, Allah's kitab. Every author has a right to keep certain secrets. And this is a secret. Only Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know the meaning of Alif Lam Ra. What is for us? تِلْكَ آيَاتُ الْكِتَابِ الْمُبِينِ. Allah says, these are verses of the clear book. The Quran is clear. Nothing is obscure in the Quran. إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ قُرْآنَ عَرَبِيًّا لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. We revealed the Quran in the Arabic language so that you may ponder. The very first people to whom the Quran was revealed were the Arabs. Was Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. He was an Arab. The people around him were Arabs. And therefore, the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose to send it in the Arabic language. Allah ta'ala then wanted them to spread the deen to the four corners of the globe. نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ أَحْسَنَ الْقَصَصِ. Allah who has sent down the Quran. Every single word is the word of Allah. And Allah himself is saying, أَحْسَنَ الْقَصَصِ. This is the best of stories. And I mentioned already in this introduction why it is the best of stories. Because it gives us a lot of strength. All of us who are going through various type of problems and adversities, it gives us strength again to turn to Allah, not to lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بِمَا أُحِيْنَا إِلَكَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ وَإِنْ كُنْتَ مِنْ قَبْلِ لَهُمِ الْغَافِرِينَ. Allah says, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you were unaware of this incident before. The Jews, according to some tafsir, the Jews of Medina come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they question him. Tell us about Yusuf and his father Yaqub. They were living in Syria. How did they land up in Egypt? They were testing Rasulullah ﷺ to see whether he was a genuine Nabi or not. And Allah Ta'ala then sent down the surah to Rasulullah ﷺ and he mentioned these these verses. So this surah also shows us the nubuwwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he was a true Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he could not read, he could not write, he was unlettered, he did not have any knowledge before that. Allah himself is mentioning, wa in kunta min qablihi lamina al-ghafirin. You had no knowledge of the story of Yusuf and Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam and the brothers. Allah sent down these verses and Allah informed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What actually happened? Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam sees a dream. He's a little boy. In some tafsir it mentioned that his real mother passed on. Father married then Yusuf al-Islam's mother's sister. So after the demise of Yusuf al-Islam's mother, the father marries his aunt. And she obviously had love for Yusuf alayhi salatu salam, because she was the khala. Yusuf alayhi salatu salam had a younger brother, Binyamin. And he had 10 other brothers who were senior to him in age. They were elder to him. So we find that these brothers, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, then once, when he is a young boy, he sees a very strange dream. So right in the beginning of the surah, Allah talks about a dream. In the middle of the surah, Allah talks about dreams of the two inmates of the prison. After that, we see that the king sees a dream. So inshallah, tomorrow we'll discuss a little bit more about dreams. But for now, إِذْ قَالَ يُوسُفُ لِأَبِيهِ يَا أَبَتِ إِنِّي رَأَيْتُ أَحَدَ عَشْرَ كَوْكَبًا وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ رَأَيْتُهُمْ لِي سَاجِدِينَ. He says, oh my father, my beloved father, I have seen in a dream that 11 stars and the sun and the moon prostrating to me. Yaqub alayhi salatu salam understood the meaning of this dream. And he knew that Yusuf alayhi salatu salam will gain a very high position and status. And this may cause jealousy amongst his brothers, amongst his siblings. And therefore, he is cautioned by Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, that he says, Ya bunayya la taqsus ru'yaka ala ikhwatik fayakidu laka kayda. Do not mention this dream to your brothers. Perhaps they may make a plan against you. They may plot against you. And inna shaitana lil insani aduwwu mubeen. You see, shaitan is an open enemy to mankind. And shaitan will incite them. And shaitan will cause them to cause harm to you. Shaitan will inspire them and spur them and incite them to cause harm to you. Allah Ta'ala talks about that Allah Ta'ala had given Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam also the knowledge of interpretation of dreams, and Allah completed his favors upon him. Allah chose him also to be a Nabi, like how Allah chose his father and his grandfather and his great grandfather. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has knowledge, Allah has got wisdom, Allah chooses who he wants and who he wishes. Like in one of the verses today, مَا يَفْتَحِ اللَّهُ لِن... which we read in Tarawih Salah, مَا يَفْتَحِ اللَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ فَلَا مُمْسِكَ لَهَا. Ulama say, ponder over this verse every morning. It will give you a lot of strength. Whatever mercies Allah wishes to shower upon you from the heavens, nobody can hold back that mercy coming down upon you. وَمَا يُمْسِكْ. But whatever Allah holds back, فَلَا مُرْسِلَ لَهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ. Nobody can force it down. Nobody can bring it down. Nobody can draw it down for you. It is only in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever is going to afflict you, it is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this enables us to understand taqdeer and to accept taqdeer. So Yusuf alayhi salam sees his dream, and the brothers somehow, he's a little youngster, Yusuf alayhi salam is young, and perhaps mistakenly he mentioned to one or two brothers, the brothers come to know about this dream. And immediately, they realized the meaning of this dream as well. And they were very jealous of the favor that Yusuf alayhi salam had enjoyed in their father's eyes. Yaqub alayhi salam was absolutely just and equal to all his sons. Remember, he was a Nabi of Allah, unlike us. A Nabi of Allah, I'm going to mention this and repeat, I will repeat it, inshallah. A Nabi of Allah is ma'soom, he is sinless. He does not commit any sins. Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam is guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is absolutely just and he shows equality to all his children as far as material things are concerned. But when it comes to muhabbat, love, this is something which is natural. Of course, tomorrow we're going to go into all these details, but I'm just going to mention it now, so you'll understand what I'm talking about. When we talk about the lessons from Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam's incident, that when it comes to love, it is something beyond man's control. It happens sometimes the father might show one child more love than the other. Yes, he's not abusing the other child. He's not depriving the other child. It's not belittling the other child. Everyone is equal. Sometimes one child is a bit more weak. One requires some more attention. So the father gives that child a little more attention. That comes naturally. Is beyond man's control. Yaqub alayhi salam loved Yusuf alayhi salam more than his other sons. Yusuf alayhi salam, Allah gave him ajib beauty. He was absolutely handsome. So obviously the child is so handsome, father looks at the child, he's going to show more attention to him. So the other brothers were jealous, and so that every time Yaqub alayhi salam has got special attention, whenever they should take the goats for grazing, they would ask Yaqub alayhi salam, please let our little brother accompany us, and you're always refusing us, what is the matter? Every time Yaqub alayhi salam says, no, he's too young. One occasion they insist, they say, no, tell us, what's the problem? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran that when they asked the father, he said, no, I'm afraid that a wolf will eat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. You'll be unaware and you'll be busy and a wolf might devour him. They said, we are a group of youngsters so fit and so strong. وَنَحْنُ عُصْبَةً. We're a whole group and we are strong. It's impossible. Imagine if we are going to become negligent of him and we are unable to chase away that wolf. Then we are useless people. لَخَاسِرُونَ. We are useless. Another, come on, my father, it's impossible that so many of us and we are so strong and we can't chase away a wolf and we can't look after our beloved brother. Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam reluctantly allows Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam or the brothers to take Yusuf alayhi salam with. So they take him, accompanies them, and as soon as they were far enough, far away from home, in an open area, now they began to plot about how to dispose of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. So this is what the Quran says, Uqtulu Yusuf. One of the brothers said, kill him. Another says, أَوِطْرَحُوهُ أَرْضَ يَخْلُ لَكُمْ وَجْهُ أَبِيكُمْ وَتَكُونُوا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ قَوْمًا صَالِحِينَ. You just throw in a very distant land, far away. And thereafter, our father's love will only be focused to us. And then we can change our lives. Then we can make some tawbah and istighfar. Let us just do the sin now. And we can always repent later. This lesson we'll discuss tomorrow, inshallah. قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ. Most of the Mufassirin say, the elder brother, Yahuda, he says, لا تقتلوا يوسف. Now don't kill him. وَأَلْقُوهُ فِي غَيَابَةِ الْجُبْ. There's a dry well. Let us throw him in the depth of a well. Throw him deep down. And some travelers, as they're going past, they will look for some water and they will find Yusuf and they will take him away. So this is what they do. So they have gone to their father and they told their father that you do not trust us, and they gave him all the assurance and he goes, and this is what they do. They throw him now into the well. When they throw him into the well, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, the Quran doesn't mention this. Mufassirin explaining detail of various Mufassirin, we cannot go into all those details. They explain some of them that Yusuf alayhi salam began to plead to them and he began to cry to them, please spare me, don't do this to me. But they did not listen and they throw him into this well and they move away. They remove his shirt, throw him into the well, and ignoring the young brother's plea, they heartlessly left him to die of hunger. On the way back, they slaughter a sheep or a goat, and they stain the shirt of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam with this blood. They come home. The Quran says, وَجَاءُوا أَبَاهُمْ عِشَاءَ يَبْكُونَ. They come at Isha time, and they are crying. This is what we call crocodile tears. And they are crying. They arrive home weeping, and they tell their father that whilst they were grazing the sheep, suddenly a wolf came, or whilst they were running races, قَالُوا يَا أَبَانَا إِنَّا ذَهَبْنَا نَسْتَبِقْ. We went running races. We were enjoying ourselves. And we left Yusuf. وَتَرَقْنَا يُوسُفَ عِنْدَ مَتَاعِنَا. By our goods. And he was sitting so comfortably. And فَأَكَلَهُ ذِئْبُ. Just as that, they used the same excuse that Yaqub alayhi salam mentioned as an excuse not to send him. They used the same excuse. And they say, وَمَا أَنْتَ بِمُؤْمِنٍ لَنَا وَلَوْ كُنَّا صَادِقِينَ. Oh father, we know you're not going to accept our excuse. Even though we are speaking the truth. We know they were not speaking the truth. They were lying. وَجَاءُوا عَلَىٰ قَمِيسُهِ بِدَمٍ كَذِبٍ. Yaqub alayhi salam asked for a proof. Okay, where is the shirt? So they bring forward the shirt with false blood. In other words, blood not of Yusuf alayhi salam, but of the sheep that they had slaughtered, not realizing that they did not tear the shirt. The shirt was as it was, intact. They only smeared some blood. Yaqub al-Islam looks at it. He's a Nabi of Allah. He realizes that this is just a fake. And this is just a plan, a ploy. And he says, قَالَ بَلْ سَوَّلَتْ لَكُمْ أَنفُسُكُمْ أَمْرًا. This is what your nafs. This is what you have just planned and plotted. فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ. Outwardly he accepts the excuse. He says, and my sabr will be beautiful. My sabr will be jameel. And this is the sabr we will discuss inshallah. The type of sabr Allah Ta'ala wants from us. When the disaster happens, then that's the time we have to exercise sabr. That's the time we don't complain against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to accept the will and command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahu al-musta'an wa ala ma tasifun. And immediately he directs his full yaqeen on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He seeks Allah's divine help. It's Allah's help will be sought on what you are describing. In the meantime, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam in the well, and there are some travelers that are going past, and they are searching for water. So they had sent one or two people, or they send the person who will go fetch some buckets of water. He throws in the bucket, and suddenly Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam finds an opportunity to go in, jump into the bucket, and they draw, instead of water, they draw Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam out. So these travelers, they take Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, they realize and that this person is a slave, and he has run away from his master, so they conceal him, lest the master comes looking for the slave, and he will take away the slave. So they conceal him. They take him now to the marketplaces, and for a few pennies, not knowing that this is going to be the Nabi of Allah, not knowing his rank, his position in the eyes of Allah, if they only knew his qadr, if they only knew his value, then they would have sold him for a very high price. وَشَرَوْهُ بِثَمَنٍ بَخْسٍ دَرَاهِمَ مَعْدُودًا وَكَانُوا فِيهِ مِنَ الزَّاهِدِينَ. Eventually, the minister of Egypt, he purchases Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. He realizes that this person is so beautiful and there's something about him, and he takes him and he tells his wife, let us adopt this youngster. Let us keep him with us. And then he tells her, akrimi mathwahu, make sure that you make his stay here an honorable one. Asa ayyanfa'na. Perhaps he will serve us, he will benefit us. Aw natakhidahu walada, we've got no children, we can adopt him as a son. This is how Allah Ta'ala planned now for Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam to come into Egypt. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about now Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam now lives there with the minister and the minister's wife. Her name was Zulaykha according to the tafsir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then mentions immediately after that that Zulaykha becomes infatuated by the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. So she was so taken aback by his beauty that she sought to have an illegal association with him. Allah talks about in the next few verses how she attempts to seduce Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, who never gives in to her enticement. She locks up all the doors of the chamber. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam is running. She is chasing Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. There is nobody else present there. Just the two of them. And as she goes into each chamber, she locks the door. It's impossible for him to come out and exit. And now she seduces him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends his divine assistance to Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, who is the Nabi of Allah. And he turns his attention to Allah Rabbul Izzat. What does he say? Ala ma'ad Allah. I seek Allah's protection. I seek Allah's refuge. He did not give in to her calling him and inviting him to fulfill her desires. In fact, ulama mentioned he goes back and he runs towards each door. Allah, out of his divine assistance, opens each lock. And Yusuf alayhi salam escapes from one room to the other. And she pulls his shirt from the back. And finally, suddenly, her husband, the minister, opens the door and he sees both of them in this condition. The very first thing that goes through his mind, that this person, Yusuf, who we have adopted, he is now harming my wife and he is assaulting my wife and he is committing zina with her. And when she sees her husband, immediately she puts the blame on Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it such that there is a person from the royal family, Moose Mufassirin explained, it's a little baby in the cradle who could not normally even speak, but Allah makes his baby speak. There were a few incidents in the life of various people of the past where a little child, even when Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was a little baby and he spoke in the cradle, Inni qala inni Abdullah. There's another person, Sahib Jurayj, mentioned in hadith, like that, this little child explains, look at the shirt of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Is it torn from the front or from the back? If it's torn from the back, it means Zulaykha was chasing him, she was seducing him, she was trying to entice him, he's innocent. And this is exactly what the minister saw. So he realized that Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam is innocent. So he tells Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam to ignore whatever happened, and he tells his wife, وَاسْتَغْفِرِي لِي ذَنْبِكَ, that you seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nonetheless, somehow, you know, women, they can never keep things to themselves. With due respect. So, I remember when we were very young in school, Mawlana Abdul Rahim Khan was a star in Orient School. May Allah give him barakat and afiyat in his life. She mentioned a story to us, that there was one lady, and she had some secret. So she says, she calls her neighbor, Gori, I got this one thing, but please, don't tell anybody, promise me, huh? I'm telling you, only you. So just keep it to yourself. You see, they want to mention these things to others, so that Gori also says, okay, I won't tell anybody, I give him a word. After a few minutes, then Gori also, now something happens to her, she calls her neighbor. And she says, buddy, I got something to tell you, but please, take qasam, you won't tell anybody. She takes qasam upon qasam, and she also gets the same news, and each neighbor comes to know how it started from the beginning. Today we have all these chats. And we can ask assurance and reassurance and we send it and it goes viral. So nonetheless, the woman in that locality came to know. And they began to taunt Zulaykha. They did not know the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. And she becomes angry. So she invites them to show them that how she fell in love with Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, how she became infatuated. So she gives them a fruit each to cut. And suddenly she calls Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam to go past, and when he goes past, they actually, the Quran says, that they begin to cut the fingers. They begin to cut the fingers. فَلَمَّا رَأَيْنَهُ أَكْبَرْنَهُ وَقَطَّعْنَا أَيْدِيَهُنْ وَقُلْنَا حَاشَ لِلَّهِ مَا هَذَا بَشَرًا. He's not a human being. إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا مَلَكٌ كَرِيمٌ. This is a noble angel. He's too handsome. He looks different. Immediately she says, فَذَلِكُنَّ الَّذِي لُمْتُنَّ. See, this is the beauty you are reproaching me about. All of you fell for the same thing. In the meantime, she puts pressure on her husband. That listen here, she's angry with him first of all for not satisfying her desires. And now everybody is talking about her. She wants her name to be cleared. She is wrong, but she wants her name to be cleared. So she tells her husband, imprison him. So he... reluctantly, he imprisons Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, thinking that for a little while, once the air is cleared and everybody stops talking about my wife, then we can release him. But he forgets about Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. At that moment, when Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam enters the prison, there were two others who also entered the prison with him, and both were people of the king. One was the baker, the other one was the wine presser. One tried to poison the king. The king had suspicion on both, imprisons both. When they are in the prison, both of them see a dream. And they know that this person, Yusuf, knows interpretation of dreams, so they come to him with their various dreams. One had seen that he was actually pressing grapes into wine, and the other one had seen that there was bread crumbs on his head, and the birds were eating from it. So they ask for the interpretation. Yusuf alayhi salam does not hasten in giving the interpretation. You see, he is a Nabi of Allah. And the Nabi of Allah has got some other worry and concern. And his worry and concern is how to spread the deen of Allah. How people can become believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How people can die on iman. This is exactly the concern of every Nabi. Especially our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that every ummati must enter into Jannah. Nobody must go to hellfire. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam realized these two people were not believers. He gives them dawah to iman. The hearts were soft. He assures them, I will give you the interpretation. But he invites them to iman, they both become believers. Then he gives the interpretation. And the one who was had seen that he was turning grapes into wine, then he said, you will become the wine presser of the king. And the other one, he said, well, you're going to be execution. And he was found guilty. And exactly like how Yusuf alayhi salam mentioned, this is what transpired. But Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam remains in the prison. And they forget about Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. But when he tells this person who had seen himself turning grapes into wine, they soon you'll be removed. But when you go out, remind the king about me. He's forgotten. So he said, no problem, I will go. And I will mention. And so happens that shaitan makes this person forget to mention about Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. So he lives in this dungeon, but he is patient. So happens this king now, he sees the dream. This is the third dream. He sees that seven thin, lean cows were eating seven fat cows, and there were seven green ears of corn and seven dry ears of corn. Strange dream. He calls his men around him. They say, Adghathu Ahlam. Just a medley of dreams. Nothing serious. It's just some thoughts lingering in your mind. Don't become stressed about it. Don't bother about it. It's nothing to worry. But the king was worried. It perturbed him. It's very strange. Seven lean cows eating seven fat cows. Seven dry corn. Seven green corn. That is when that wine presser realized, he said, I know some person who can interpret the dream for you. He's calling, he says, he's in prison. He says, summon him. When he goes to prison now Yusuf and Sam tells him, no, I will give the interpretation. Oh, he gives the interpretation first. He gives the interpretation and he explains that there will be famine, there will be drought, and he gives a plan as to save themselves during that period of drought, which we'll explain inshallah. So the king was very concerned about the meaning of this dream, and even though his wise men thought of it seriously, they could not make any sense of it. And this is when the wine server heard about the dream, and he was reminded of his time in prison and remembered the powers of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. So he goes to Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, and Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam then gives the interpretation. He says, for 7 years, the crop will yield abundant food, grain for the people of Egypt. After that, there will be famine for 7 years, during which all the food grain lying in the storehouses will be finished, and people will starve. Therefore, the people should try to grow as much extra grain as possible, so that it will stand them in good during the time of famine. On hearing this very reasonable and sensible interpretation of the dream from this wine server, the king was delighted. He orders that Yusuf alayhi salam be brought to him, so that he can keep him next to him and help him to solve problems. Yusuf alayhi salam now refused to leave the prison. And he says, first you must prove my innocence. So then the king summons the people, and Zulaikha is brought forward. Those women are brought forward, and they all acknowledge and they testify that yes, Yusuf alayhi salam was absolutely innocent. And then he is released, and because of his kindness, the king now makes him the minister of finance, as we say. And in fact, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam says, Ij'alni ala khaza'in al-ard, make me in charge. Allah had given him the knowledge, and Allah had taught him how to plan and how to save the money of the country, and how to deal with the economy in the best way that's going to be beneficial for the people. And therefore, he asked to be made in charge of the treasures of Egypt. And he was given this position. So we see from the well to the prison, now he becomes the minister. And then Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam is living in Egypt in the royal court. And his brothers now, they are struck with famine there in Syria. And they hear of some person who is very, very generous. And they come forward. And when they come, Yusuf alayhi salam recognizes his brothers. Ask him a few questions. He realizes his father Yaqub is alive. But he's very old. And they mention a little bit about their brother Yusuf and Binyamin. So he says, no, next time you come, please bring Binyamin, your younger brother. If you don't bring him, I won't give you any ration. And he puts back whatever money they brought to, in exchange of purchasing some ration or for bartering for some ration. He puts it back into the saddlebag. When they go home, they see that all the money they had taken to purchase the ration, everything is given back to them. Look at this minister, so kind, so generous. They show the father and they said, see, next time we have to take Binyamin. And Yaqub alayhi salam refuses. But finally they manage to persuade him. And he sends Binyamin the second time when they come for ration, because the ration had gone dry and they required more. And when they come now, Yusuf alayhi salam says, no. Each one, he gives them a place to stay at night and he puts Binyamin with him. And then he reveals to Binyamin who he is. That was his younger brother. He loved him so dearly. And he tells him, I'm going to keep you behind and this is going to be the plan. And he keeps his goblet into one of the, into the saddle, into the bags of Binyamin. And as the brothers are going, suddenly somebody shouts out that the king's goblet is missing. So we have to search every person. So as before he could search, he says, you sure it's not you people? He said, no, no, no. Okay, what's the punishment? We find it amongst you. He said, whoever, in whoever's bag you find it, then that person you can keep him behind. And so when they open each person's bag, they don't find it in the other brother's bags, but they find it in Binyamin's bag. This is the plan of Yusuf alayhi salam, just to keep Binyamin back. And they plead to Yusuf alayhi salam, please don't do this to us. They did not know this was Yusuf alayhi salam, the brother. They say, oh father, he's going to become devastated. He's already lost one child, Yusuf. Another one, he won't be able to bear it anymore. Keep one of us. He says, how can I keep an innocent person behind? So they go back, but according to Mufassirin, the eldest brother, he remains behind there because he is too scared to face his father. The sons go back and Yaqub al-Islam again laments and he loses his sight. And finally, he sends his sons, please go and bring and fetch Binyamin. And when they go, then Yusuf al-Islam reveals the reality. And they say, أَإِنَّكَ لَأَنْتَ Yusuf. Are you really Yusuf? And they begin to cry. And they plead for forgiveness. He says, bring my mother and my father. And he takes this, gives him his shirt. And from a distance, Yaqub alayhi salam senses the fragrance of Yusuf. People around him, they said, no, again, you have lost your mind? It's not possible. You've grown so old and it's not possible that you're smelling Yusuf. This is the love the father had for the son. A Nabi sensing the other Nabi. And finally when they go and they see this Yusuf alayhi salatu salam, they all fall into prostration. We'll explain this inshallah in detail later on. And then they live until Yusuf of Yaqub alayhi salam passes away. And after that Yusuf alayhi salam passes away. This was in short or brief the story of Yusuf alayhi salatu salam. I may have missed out a few points here and there. But inshallah tomorrow and every night inshallah, even nights, we will have two sessions inshallah. And we will continue mentioning now the main points that we can apply in our lives and take a lesson from this beautiful surah. As I mentioned, it is a surah that removes the grief of a person. Whatever musibat you got, whatever calamity, Quran is shifa, it is hidayat, it is maw'idah for us, it is guidance for us. We need to ponder and apply these lessons. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat. Wa akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Inshallah, we will just make a, I won't say short dua, but we'll make dua inshallah. Brothers, we are all in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's nobody here who has come here today out of his own will. Allah has brought all of us here. People are making i'tikaf. May Allah accept our i'tikaf, make it easy for us through the four corners of the world. And most of you are working also. You've got a long day tomorrow. But we need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We've got so much of problems. We've got dunya problems. More than dunya, we've got akhirat problems. We do not know what is going to be our result. What's going to be our fate. We have hopes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as I mentioned in the beginning, on occasions like this, when Allah is ready to pour His mercy upon us, let us stretch our hands as beggars and cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remove from our hearts every other worry that we have, and the malice and the jealousy and disunity. Sit with muhabbat, with love, and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala will send down His showers of mercy inshallah. And remember the entire ummah in wadwaad inshallah. My younger brother is gone with Alimdad to Somalia, and the report that he has given. We are living with such comfort. Believe me, these people, there's famine, there's drought, there's war for such a long period. They've got nothing. They've got no place to live in. They hardly have got any water. They've got no food. Little children today in an orphanage, I think it was 700 orphans, yatim, that they handed out some food to them. And those yatim smiled back at them. We have got such comfort. and they are right into the remote areas of Africa. We are living in Africa. Allah give us tawfiq of assisting our brothers there, and our sisters, and our little children. We are one ummah. So at least in our du'as, we remember them and our refugees throughout the world, especially Syria, Palestine, and other parts of the world. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Oh my most beloved Allah, my most kareem rahim Allah. Ya Allah, you are so kind, you are so loving, my Allah. You are wadood, my Allah. You are al-wadood, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are ar-rahim. You are ar-rahman. You are malik. You are kareem, my Allah. My Allah, Ya Allah, we have assembled in your house. In your house, my Allah. Ya Allah, our mother and sister listening at home over the receiver, my Allah. The elderly people sitting here. Ya Huffaz and Ulama. Ya young masoom children sitting here. Ya Allah, we have raised our hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are weak, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are feeling sick, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got no strength, my Allah. Ya Allah, people are sitting with patience, my Allah. Sitting with sincerity, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have raised this begging bowls of ours, my Allah. Ya Allah, tonight, my Allah, only you know whether it is Laylatul Qadr or not, my Allah. We are the seekers of Laylatul Qadr. Our Rasulullah taught us to search for Laylatul Qadr. It is better than 1,000 months, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't deprive us of Laylatul Qadr. Ya Allah, grant it to us, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant all of us sitting here tonight, all of them listening to this program right now, my Allah, the entire ummah of Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, grant all of us Laylatul Qadr, the blessings of Laylatul Qadr, the maghfirat of Laylatul Qadr, barakat of Laylatul Qadr, the rewards of Laylatul Qadr. Ya Allah, hum to bahut kamzor hai. Ya Allah, we made promises upon promises to you, my Allah. But every promise we broke, my Allah. Ya Allah, we broke those promises, my Allah. Ya Allah, there is no other Allah we can turn to, my Allah. There is only you, my Allah. There is no other. You've got no partners, my Allah. You are Wahid and Ahad and Samad, my Allah. La sharika lak, my Allah. You've got no parents, you've got no wife, you've got no children. Laysa kamithlika shay. Ya Allah, nobody is equal to you, my Allah. Laysa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Ya Allah, nobody can resemble you. Nobody is equal to you. Everything is in your control. You are Maliki yawmiddin. Ya Allah, you are the one who gives honor, my Allah. You are the one who takes away honor, my Allah. You are the one who gives kingdom, my Allah. You are the one who snatches away kingdom, my Allah. You are the one who gives, my Allah. You are the one who takes away, my Allah. You are the one who gives sickness, my Allah. You are the one who cures, my Allah. Ya Allah, everything is in your control. The sky is the earth, my Allah. Your arsh, my Allah. Your kursi, my Allah. Ya Allah, the animals, the birds, the insects, the jinn, the angels, mankind. Ya Allah, the plants, the rivers, the oceans, the mountains. Ya Allah, every particle, every molecule. Ya Allah, what is above the skies, what is below the skies. Ya Allah, what is below the earth. Everything belongs to you, my Allah. Nothing is hidden from you, my Allah. We read in tonight's Tarawih, لا يعزب عنه مثقال ذرة في السماوات ولا في الأرض ولا أصغر من ذلك ولا أكبر إلا في كتاب مبين. Ya Allah, you are علام الغيوب, my Allah. You are عزيز الحكيم, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are وخالق, my Allah. We are your makhluk, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are ghani, my Allah. You are independent, my Allah. You are samad, my Allah. You are aziz and hakim, my Allah. You are hamid, my Allah. You don't even need our praises, my Allah. You are totally independent, my Allah. Besides us, you've got billions of other makhluk, my Allah. You don't even need that makhluk, my Allah. You don't need any person, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are ghani, my Allah. But my Allah, we are faqir, my Allah. نحن الفقراء إليك, my Allah. You have conferred the title of biggest unto us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are those biggest tonight, my Allah. My Allah, we are in itikaf, my Allah. We are in your masjid, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging to you, my Allah. You are sami', ya Allah. You are qareeb, my Allah. You are basir, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are alim and hakeem, my Allah. You know our condition. You know the condition of the ummah of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Help us, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. give us hidayat, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, if you forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, nobody can question you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we belong to you, my Allah. La, ya Allah, you have mentioned, la yusalu amma yaf'al. Wahum yusalun. Nobody can question you as to what you do, my Allah. Allah, if you forgive us, my Allah. Our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will become happy, my Allah. Ya Allah, if you don't forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we'll be doomed, my Allah. Ya Allah, this Mubarak occasion you have granted so that you may forgive us, my Allah. Don't deprive us now, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't deprive any brother sitting here, my Allah. Any mother or sister listening, or any brother at home, my Allah. Wherever they may be in the four corners of the world, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us completely, my Allah. All those sins we committed in broad daylight, my Allah. In the darkness of the night, my Allah. In public, in privacy, at home, in colleges, in madrasas, in workplaces, my Allah. Overseas, my Allah. Wherever we were, my Allah. Allah, you were watching, my Allah. Ya Allah, maybe we hid from people, my Allah. You are Ghafar al-Dhunub and Sattar al-Uyub. You helped us, my Allah. You did not humiliate and embarrass us, my Allah. You covered those faults, my Allah. Ya Allah, now wipe out those sins, my Allah. Wipe out those sins, my Allah. Every single sin, Kabira, Sahira, my Allah, forgive us. Sins we committed deliberately, my Allah. Sins we committed unintentionally, my Allah. Amadan, Khatan, my Allah. Ya Allah, we didn't realize what we were saying and doing, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Ghafur Rahim, my Allah. We ask you by your Ismi A'zam, my Allah. Ya Allah, that name of yours, if we take our du'as are answered, my Allah. We ask you by your Asma'ul Husna, your Sifat al-Ula, by your might, your Kibriya, your Azmat, my Allah, your Jalal, my Allah. Ya Dhal Arsh al-Majid, ya Wasi' al-Maghfira, ighfir lana dhunubana kullaha, دقها وجلها أولها وآخرها وعلانيتها وسرها. Forgive the Ummah, my Allah. Help the Ummah, my Allah. My Allah, my Allah, the Ummah is so parishan, my Allah. We do not know what we're gonna hear next, my Allah. Ya Allah, Musalman are now fighting Musalman, my Allah. Ya Allah, Musalman are fighting Musalman, my Allah. Ya Allah, O Muslim, ya children, they have become yatim, my Allah. So many years have gone by, my Allah. They have become refugees, my Allah. They were driven out by bombs in Syria, my Allah. By merciless people, my Allah. Allah, they've got no homes, my Allah. They've got no food, my Allah. They've gone from home to home to tent to tent. So many lost their parents, my Allah. They don't know what the face of a father and mother looks like, my Allah. Ya Allah, in Somalia, my Allah, they've got no food, they've got no water, my Allah. Ya Allah, their bodies have become so lean and so thin, my Allah. So many other countries of the world, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are well aware, my Allah. You are Hakim, my Allah. You know best, my Allah. We can never question you, my Allah. Your wisdom is beyond our comprehension and understanding. We are not complaining against you, my Allah. They're complaining to you, my Allah, not against you, my Allah. Change the condition of the Ummah of Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Nabi of ours who cried first, my Allah. Ya Allah, he cried first, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, give us hidayat, my Allah. Bless us with afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all type of musibat, my Allah. Protect us from the sharr of the sharir, from the fitna of the fitteen, hasr of the hasidin, zulam of the zalimeen. Ya Allah, put mercy in the hearts of the rulers of the world, my Allah. Especially the Muslim rulers, my Allah. Put some sense into them, my Allah. Ya Allah, put some sense into them, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them strong again, my Allah. Don't make them fight against one another, my Allah. Ya Allah, Ram Farma, Karam Farma. Protect us from all types of fitan, my Allah. Protect us from the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Only you know when Dajjal will appear, my Allah. If we are alive, then, my Allah, protect us, my Allah. Protect our parents, our families, our wives, our children, our grandchildren, our progeny, my Allah. Let us be in the group of Hazrat Mahdi, radiallahu ta'ala'an. But let us be in the Jamaat of Hazrat Isa, alayhi salatu wassalam. Make us be on haqq and iman, my Allah. Don't make us fall into the ploys of Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect
fitna, my Allah. Especially our youth, my Allah. Protect them from drugs, my Allah. Protect them from taking drugs, my Allah. So many have taken drugs, my Allah. They are sitting in rehab tonight, my Allah. So many at home, they have lost hope, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them the hope, my Allah. Nothing is impossible, my Allah. Ya Allah, perhaps people may say there is no cure. Ya Allah, you are Shafi. Shifa is in your hands, my Allah. Give them the courage and himmat, my Allah, to abandon those drugs, my Allah. Give them a pure and clean life, my Allah. Purify them, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from zina, my Allah. Protect us from rave clubs, my Allah. Protect us from taking wine, my Allah, and alcohol, my Allah. What Rasulullah Prophet mentioned in the hadith, my Allah. The exact same things are happening today, my Allah. Our young children from good homes, my Allah. Let alone drugs, my Allah. They are drinking wine, my Allah. They are taking alcohol, my Allah. They are socializing with alcohol and wine, my Allah. Ya Allah, what our Rasulullah would be going through in his qabr, my Allah. That ummah who he sacrificed for. That ummah is throwing back the sunnah on his face, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Give us hidayat, my Allah. Put us onto sirat mustaqim, my Allah. Forgive our mothers and sisters and our women folk, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them, ya Allah, hidayat, ya Allah. Let them not waste the days of Ramadan in fashion shows, my Allah. Ya Allah, let them not waste the time, the precious time in different type of entertainment and events, my Allah. Ya Allah, let our nikahs be simple, my Allah. Let our events and occasions be simple, my Allah. According to the Shariat, my Allah. Ya Allah, we claim to be following Quran and Sunnah, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us true followers of Haqq and Hidayat, my Allah. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with the ishq and muhabbat. And the ishq and muhabbat of Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us the tawfiq of true tawbah. Tawbatan nasuha. Make us feel, ya Allah, that the mountains of sins have been removed from our shoulders, my Allah. Make us feel lighter, my Allah. Remove us from the darkness of kufr, shirk, ya Allah, from nifaq, from bid'at, ya Allah, to the noor of hidayat and guidance. Fill our hearts with the ishq of Muhammad, of our beloved Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us maut in Madinah Sharif. Ya Allah, give us baril in Jannatul Baqi. Such a peaceful graveyard, my Allah. Ya Allah, every time we went there, we wish we could be passing away in Madinah and be given a small space in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Ya Allah, that's the only hopes we have, my Allah. If we die with Iman there, and we buried in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. In the condition that you are pleased with us, then our Rasulullah Sustam will rise on the day of Qiyamah with Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhuma, and Uthman and Ghani coming, and the people of Baqi, my Allah, the Azwadi Mutaharat, our mothers and the believers, the daughters of Rasulullah Sustam, the Sahaba Ikram, who are there. Rasulullah Sustam will intercede on their behalf, the people of Baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah Sustam on the day of Qiyamah. Grant us the Holy Kuthur water from his Mubarak. My Allah, we love Rasulullah. Ya Allah, we love Rasulullah Paak. Ya Allah, we make shukr, you give us iman, you made us an ummat of Rasulullah. Help us to follow his every way, every sunnat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannah without any reckoning. Make us enter Jannah without any hisab kitab. Ya Allah, make us cross post sirat with the speed of lightning, my Allah. Make us go past swiftly, my Allah. Ya Allah, when our amal be weighed, my Allah. Let our good deeds outweigh our bad deeds, my Allah. Let there be no bad deeds, my Allah. Transform our bad deeds into good deeds, my Allah. Make us be in the company of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and sahaba ikram, and the day of qiyamah, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter into Jannah in the company of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make our home be right near his home, my Allah. Ya Allah, in Jannah, give us all the bounties of Jannah, my Allah. Ya Allah, the rivers of Jannat, my Allah. Ya Allah, the fruit and food of Jannat, my Allah. Ya Allah, the palaces of Jannat, my Allah. Ya Allah, and give us that momentous occasion, my Allah. فَيَكْشِفُ الْحِجَابِ. My Allah, when you will remove that curtain, then you will remove that veil, my Allah. My Allah, and then we will see you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you, my Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ladhata an-nadhri ila wajhika al-kareem wa shawqa ila liqa'ik fi ghayri dharra'a mudhira wa la fitnatin mudilla. Ya Allah, become pleased with us, my Allah. Abtu razi banja, my Allah. الذي كان please in أسماء الله ورضوانه من الله أكبر فذلك هو الفوز العظيم. If you are happy with أسماء الله then we are successful. If you are naraz with أسماء الله, if you are displeased with أسماء الله, if you are angry with أسماء الله, if you turn away your glance of mercy from أسماء الله, then we are destroyed, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us, our parents, our grandparents, our wives, our children, my Allah, and the entire Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, very big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, my Allah, young children got cancer, my Allah. Ya Allah, we know so many of them who requested duas who got cancer, my Allah. Young children, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many got heart problems, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many got different ailments, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant each person complete shifa, my Allah. And all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, especially for those who are close family members, our mashayikh, our Hazrat Rahmatullahi alayhi, my Allah. Ya Allah, and so many close friends, so many musallis of this masjid, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many musallis of this masjid, they were with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, they would be with us and give us du'as, my Allah. They're no longer with us now, my Allah. Make them maghfirat. Give the family sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Make our assassin become asan for us, my Allah. Grant us Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. Ya Allah, the remaining days and nights, ya Allah, the last tail end, the last part of Ramadan, don't make us waste these precious moments, my Allah. Help us to make islah of our heart, my Allah. Help us to change our conditions. And especially after the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, make us become muqimeen as-salah, my Allah. Help us to establish salat, the start of zakat. Ya Allah, all those upon whom hajj is fard, my Allah. And they haven't made hajj. Give them the means, ya Allah. Make the opening for them. Ya Allah, nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. Perhaps they've not got accreditation as yet, my Allah. Ya Allah, but if you want to, ya Allah, if you want them to make hajj, my Allah, nobody can stop them, my Allah. Ya Allah, if the labbaik is written, ya Allah, write it for them, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant all those who haven't made hajj as yet, hajj is farz upon them. Ya Allah, give them the tawfiq of making hajj this year, my Allah. Ya Allah, our brothers and sisters have got different hajat and needs, ya Allah. They have raised their hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill all our hajat and needs. Remove our difficulties, my Allah. Remove our problems, my Allah. اللهم كاشف الغم وفرج الهم وجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغرينا بها رحمة من سواك. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا الله حاضرين غائبين سبك دعاء قبول فرما. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.